Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, also we do this live on Facebook if you're just listening to the audio version, it's the lady with the technicals, the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
I'm very good. How are you, Justin?
I'm all right, yes. And you can hear about our Turkish stories on the Facebook Live video, which Nick just talked about killing a turkey. It's the best turkey and the best life ever until they sneaked up behind it and shot it in the back of the head. Okay, let's... first chart, it's had a bit of a sell-off of late. It's risen, you know, stellar rising. It's EVRH, and it's sort of called Melody VR subsidiary, and it's into virtual reality. It's signed up now with the three biggest record companies around, but the app is a long time coming. The app going to be launched, but like I said, look at the drop here. This is what I want to know, Nick, on the chart, this. I did try and do Fibonacci here, but where do you do it from? Where's the bottom? Because obviously that affects the whole thing.
One, yeah. Like, we've hardly got any history. From the all-time lows. So do it from July 2016 and do it then to the March highs. And then, you know, you can expect a retracement between the sort of 38.2 and 61.8. And here we are at the 61.8. And I think this is a correction. The reason I think this is a correction is if we look at the rally from the summer of 2016, you know, it didn't overlap. We made big trend moves higher and then consolidated sideways until it was over. Whereas this correction has been sort of choppy and overlapping. So we're right at the level where potentially we could turn up from here at the 61.8. At the very least, we should, if we can do that. So the 61.8 is like our support level. The 50% there in the middle that you can see at 7.49, that's the pivot level. So that's the level we've got to get above to bottom. Yeah. And then the first target on the upside will be back to 9.07, which is the 38.2. It's because between the 61.8 and the 38.2 is like the golden ratio zone where the market likes to try and find balance. If we lose 5.7, then I think we come back to 4 and we come back to those previous highs, you know, from September, October, December in this stock. I think more likely, though, we turn higher from here. All we need is the catalyst. Look, the RSI is right down there looking to turn up. We've got some bullish divergence as well on the RSI. So let's see if we can do it from here.
Okay, so and also, just to make sure, that the top of the Fibonacci there, you're using the spike, are you, not the day close?
I'm using the spike, yes.
Okay, all right.
Not the day close, no.
Okay, all right. Let's have a look. Second one is Plutus Power Gen. They are sort of a mobile they supply electricity to the grid. When the grid goes low, they need more electricity. These guys got standby units, but they're diesel powered. But today they've announced they're going to do a deal with a company about doing battery power or something. So PPG is the ticker there. What do you think about PPG?
Yeah, so if we do our Fibonacci, same thing from 2014 low in November 2014 to the highs in January of this year, you can see we came down to the 78.6 and then we've stalled at the 50%. We're making ABC corrections. Normally, a reversal from a 78.6 would go back to the 38.2. So I think that we could see another leg higher in this stock. I'm just going to mark it. That would take us back to about 2.25. We're at 181 at the moment. But what we need to do is come back and find support around 1.6. Otherwise, this has a little bit of a look of a bear flag. And we've also failed at the 200-day moving average. So there are those negative things against us. So what we don't need to do is continue lower. We need to find support around 1.6 and try and push higher from here.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm just to clear up, they've identified, they've signed a deal with somebody else to identify and develop standalone battery energy storage projects in the UK. So just to clarify that. Okay, last one is URU Metals. It's a very popular one after it rose swiftly but has since been sort of gradually grinding lower. But it may have found a bit of support here, I think, now, hasn't it?
I think it has got a bit of support. And what's really interesting about this one is its support from the previous lows. If we zoom all the way out, you can see that back in 2014, this low was a really important low in this stock as well. So it's that big round one number, isn't it? Like, that's always a bit of a boost. So we are seeing some positive signs. Last week was a really good bullish reversal week. What we need is that to stick. The support's actually around 1.14. So the first sign is going to be in this stock. It's going to be a close above the 20 moving average. I think we should see that today. We've had 3 days of looking above it. That'll be the first positive sign. And then we're going to look for a return to 1.81 and the 200-day moving average. A close above 1.81 is a bullish reversal in this stock. And then we can look for the next swing higher.
Marvellous. Nick, if you can put those charts on the company pages at Vox Markets and send me them too, and I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.